Smiling Face Book. The social network files to go public. The peaking of Zuckerberg, or is the value of 800 million active monthly users just getting going? On this Thursday, February 2nd, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
It's a possibly $5 billion morning for the folks at Facebook. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
Wither Facebook, a look at a low-tech dictionary with an eye on capturing the real American English, and the future of the U.S.-Egyptian alliance in a very tense moment. You're talking about some words that have confused you. A listener from Florida sent this text. Growing up in New Jersey, I thought where you put your socks and shirts was called a draw. Not until I came to Florida was I informed it's a drawer. Yes, but have you ever heard of a Jersey mosquito? More on that later. But first, let's check the Morning Stop headlines.
The U.S. military combat role in Afghanistan may be over as early as next year. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says he wants U.S. forces to switch to providing training and assistance for Afghan forces by mid to late 2013. Mitt Romney says Leon Panetta's announcement makes no sense.
Why in the world do you go to the people that you're fighting with and tell them the day you're pulling out your troops? It makes absolutely no sense. His naivete is putting in jeopardy the mission of the United States of America.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon has revealed evidence that members of Afghanistan's developing army carried out a growing number of insider attacks on U.S. troops. At a congressional hearing, the Pentagon says out of 42 attacks since 2007, 75% took place over the past 2 years. Emergency meetings of the cabinet and parliament have been called in Egypt after a riot at a soccer match left at least 74 people dead. The Muslim Brotherhood says Egypt's military leaders failed to provide security because it was in their interest to create chaos. But the head of the governing Supreme Military Council, Field Marshal Hussein Tantawi, says he's ordering an investigation into the violence.
I offer my condolences. I have ordered an urgent investigation. Those responsible will be punished.
Egypt is observing a 3-day period of national mourning following the tragedy.
There are reports of progress being made to end the deadlock at the UN Security Council over an Arab peace plan for Syria. The latest draft of a resolution drops a call by Arab states for President Assad to transfer power to a deputy. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, says she is hopeful a compromise can be reached soon.
Today's discussions were conducted in a constructive, roll-up-your-sleeves manner. And if that can continue, then there's a possibility that will reach agreement, but there's no certainty.
Overnight, Russia's deputy foreign minister said hopes of an early resolution seemed unlikely. Russia has threatened to veto virtually any draft resolution. The government's list of suspected terrorists who are banned from flying to and within the U.S. has doubled in the past year from 10 to 21,000. A U.S. counterterrorism official says that the increase is due to changes President Barack Obama called for after an attempted terror attack in Christmas of 2009.
Some sad news in the world of boxing. Trainer Angelo Dundee has died at the age of 90. He trained 15 world champions, but best known for his work with Muhammad Ali, helping him become the first to win the heavyweight title 3 times, and possibly the only person who called Muhammad Ali the kid for his entire life.
Dundee is an incredible legend in a sport of boxing that is a shadow of what it once was, that's for sure. Let's check the markets. Asian markets are up. Europe is mixed this morning. Futures are up. Now, actually, they're down. They've been bouncing around all morning, the Wall Street futures. The Dow starts at 12,716. The S&P begins at 1,324. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,848. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk about a dictionary of American dialect, the entries, Wappensocker, Willywag, and Dust Kitty. We want to hear from you. Can you remember a word you were surprised to hear or were surprised to learn when you moved? People didn't understand you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.